Good evening and welcome to Around Cincinnati. My name is Ron Esposito, and this evening we're going to be in conversation with one of our favorite guitar players and singers, Susan Tedeschi from the Tedeschi Trucks Band, and they'll be coming to town playing at Riverbend on Friday, July 21, and at the Rose Music Center in Huber Heights on Saturday, July 22nd. Susan Tedeschi, welcome to Around Cincinnati.
Thank you so much for having me.
Oh, it's a pleasure. Hey, we heard through the grapevine that you had a Cincinnati connection at one time.
Absolutely. Yeah, my grandmother, my mom's mom, lived out on Rosemont Hill, well, Rosemont Avenue, over near like 8th Street or a couple streets down from that.
Yeah, over in Price Hill.
Yeah, and I used to go out there every summer and stay with her, for a good, 6 or 7 years, go visit her. And then actually her sister lives out in close to Huber Heights. So I'll be seeing her. She's still around.
All right.
Her name's Grace Steinman, but it's kind of a trip, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
I do definitely have a connection out there.
Yeah, so were you a guitar-playing little kid when you were visiting in Cincinnati?
No, I was a singer, though.
Ah, all right.
Singing down the streets, causing trouble with the local kids.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, they were telling me you can't say, like, because when I was growing up, I was from the Northeast, and we said, you know, soda different. They say soda pop, and we used to say tonic, and they're like, tonic? Ooh. That's disgusting. I was like, no, it's soda pop. But they're like, well, then say soda pop. I was like, okay.
Well, what kind of stuff were you singing as a kid when you were visiting in Cincinnati?
Goodness. Well, when I was a kid, I mean, I was into musicals a
lot.
Ah,
okay.
And I was into country and folk and country blues. You know, I used to like a lot of gospel, too, so my dad kind of raised me on a well-rounded mix of like Mavis Staples and the Staple Singers, Bob Dylan, Buddy Holly, Willie Nelson, you know, a nice mix of different stuff. So I was into a lot of different things. And my mom, she was into the musical theater. So
you went from Mary Poppins to Sister Rosetta Tharpe.
Exactly.
Well, you know, for those of us who have enjoyed both you and your husband, Derek Trucks, watching your separate careers at a point in time, and then you guys coming together, man, oh man, this is
so fun. It's really pretty amazing. You know, we're so blessed, so lucky. You know, we've had a rough year, but you know, we've been through a lot, but you know, it makes us stronger. And this band is so talented. I mean, it's such a blessing. It's amazing.
You know, and it's funny, when I was watching the Live in Oakland video, and of course, there's a lot of behind-the-scenes stuff on there. You were talking about what it's like to literally live on the road with 12 people, and that you have to love and respect each other, and you really stressed love.
You do, and we do love each other. We love each other like we're immediate family. Our band is so tight, do anything for each other. And it's not just 12 people, it's really 22 of us. The crew is
right.
Equal too. You know, some bands go out there and they treat the crew like crap, and that's just not okay with us. You know, we know that we're lucky to do what we love to do, and we're lucky to have those guys set up our stuff every day and put it away. Like, I couldn't get in that truck in 100-degree weather and pull out my amp. Are you kidding me? We all stick together. And, you know, it took a long time getting the right mix of people. You find people, and people are talented. There's lots of talented people out there in the world. There are. But there's not always talented people who are humble and who get it, you know, who care about the music and who are inspired. And it's just something really unique. I kind of make a reference sometimes, you know, when people are like, well, what's being in your band like? I'm like, it's almost like being in an Olympic team, where, you know, a team sport where everybody is like the best at what they do, and you have no problem passing it off to anybody because you know they won't drop the ball. Yep. And on our days off, we actually hang out together. We do laundry, we barbecue in the parking lot, we go to baseball games sometimes. We really do. We'll go see movies together or whatever it is, you know, whatever is going on in whatever city. You know, you don't realize how much talent and how diverse this band is, you know, and how so many different influences have happened. Mad Dogs and Englishmen. We were watching a Leon Russell one time with Mad Dogs. You know, they have that movie documentary on their band. And it really inspired us to put this band together. Really, one of the bands that kind of inspired Derek and I to actually join forces and put this crazy band together. Yeah, Derek is such an amazing leader, too. He really is. I mean, he's not just a great guitar player. He's got such a great head on his shoulders. He's cool, calm, and collected during some of the most stressful situations anybody could be put in. And he's such a great leader. Everybody respects him. So that's one of the reasons I think this band really operates so smoothly. Because, you know, you have a lot of really talented people. So therefore, you're going to have ego. Even though the ego isn't big and everybody's pretty humble, people still need attention and love and care. And he knows how to give everybody what they need. And they really look up to him. He's one of the youngest people out there, but he's one of the oldest souls.
So, you know, when you guys go on tour with other groups, this time around, you're out with the Wood Brothers and Hot Tuna. How does that come about?
This is what we call our Wheels of Soul tour, and we started this a few years back where we basically find some of our favorite bands that we would want to tour with, and we put a show together that we would love, and everybody ends up loving it because they're such great bands. And it actually started, we were doing a tour with the Black Crowes a few years back and the London Souls, and we said, you know, this is just so much fun. And it was very much like that Mad Dogs and Englishmen kind of thing. You'd see members from each band at each person's show on the side stage watching each other. And then we'd all sit in. And so by the end of that tour, we're all sitting in with each other and we're, oh, why don't we do this song? And then we'd like have like a quick 5 minute, you know, or hour long meeting on how to, you know, maybe learn a tune. And then we'd all just get up and do it. At the end of the tour, I think we had like 24 people on stage. And so then we turn this into like, well, hey, we should do this kind of thing on our own. We can headline whatever, but let's find our favorite band. So we did one year with Doyle Bramhall opening with his band and then Sharon Jones and the Dap King. And she was phenomenal. Her whole band was super talented. And so we had so much fun that last year we did it again and we did it with Los Lobos and North Mississippi All-Stars. And so this year we're like, well, who are we going to do now? Because we had all these amazing bands. And then and I was like, well, my favorite band is the Wood Brothers. Derek, too. He loves the Wood Brothers. And I've known Oliver, I think, longer than Derek.
Uh-huh.
I've known him since 92 when he used to play with Tinsley Ellis. And so the Wood Brothers are Oliver Wood and his brother Chris Wood, who is from Desky Martin Wood.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then Jono playing drums. And the three of them, they're amazing. And I have every record. And when I go running, I listen to Doyle Bramhall and the Wood Brothers. So excited to have those guys out. And then Yorma and Jack are just legends. You know, these guys have been around for a long time.
Yes.
And they're so sweet and so down to earth. And I love to see this side of both of them. Because not only do you have like country blues and things like that they pull out, but now they're doing this like power trio where I heard it sounds like Band of Gypsies or something. So they have a young kid playing drums with them. And so it's going to be the three of them. So it'll be like two power trios, you know, playing with us. So it's going to be exciting. And there's going to be so much variety there. I think people are going to find something they like. It's just going to be so fun.
Well, Susan, we really appreciate the time that you've spent with us this evening. Man, I can't wait to see you all.
It's going to be awesome. It really will. It'll be really fabulous.
All right. So we've been in conversation with Susan Tedeschi, vocalist and guitarist with the Tedeschi Trucks Band. They're coming to PNC Pavilion at Riverbend on Friday, July 21, with the Wood Brothers and Hot Tuna. Also appearing at the Rose Music Center in Huber Heights on Saturday, July 22nd, again with the Wood Brothers and Hot Tuna. Well, Susan, from my heart to yours, thank you so much for your time and your vibration, okay?
Thank you so much.
More information on the Tedeschi Trucks Band and the Wheels of Soul Tour can be found on our website, wvxu.org/AroundCincinnati. I'm Ron Esposito. Thanks for listening.